This is one of those rare years for Parshas Behar, one perek and a two psukim at the end, basically dealing entirely with Shemitah. Appears as an individual parsha, normally gets swallowed into Bechukaisai, especially in yeshivas. So let's look at the inyan of Shemitah, where Erev is Shemitah. Says the Medrash in the beginning of the Medrash Rabin Vayikra, and the Pasuk in Tehillim, Giboirei Kayach Eisei Dvaroi, great Giboirim of strength, Eisei Dvaro B'mea Kosov Medaber, who is this referring to? Amar of Yitzchak, B'Shoimrei Shviz HaKosov Medaber, it's referring to people that keep Shemitah. Why? B'noyek Sheba Olam, he continues, Rav Yitzchak, Adam Oisa Mitzvah L'Yem Echad. Normally you could have a person who's willing to sacrifice and do a mitzvah for one day. L'Shabbos Echad, for 1 week. L'Chodesh Echad, even for a month, a person's willing to sacrifice and to withhold all of their own needs. Shema L'Shar Yemais Hashanah. Where do we find an individual who for the entire year will suspend his own wants and needs? These are Eino Medaber, but it's only referring to Shomrei Shviis. Because that individual, and the Medrash goes on, we don't have to read all of the words. The Medrash explains that individual owns his property, is living in an agrarian society, and for an entire year he just lets everything lie fallow. That which he thought was his, he just watches. That which he's invested 6 years into, making sure that he has the best orchard, he just lets, sees, and watches as it runs wild, and as others come and take as they wish from his produce. This individual is called Giboirei Koyach, a person of greatness of strength. We're all familiar with the famous Rashi at the beginning of the parasha of my inyan Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai. And Rashi explains to us that just as Shemitah, Klal Oseyem, Uprateyem, every detail was given at Har Sinai, so too every mitzvah was given every detail at Har Sinai. It's clear that there's some unique connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. What is it? It's clear in the Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, of where everything was given, that Rashi siding with Rabbi Kiva that Klal Oseyem V'Dikdokeyem, everything was given at Har Sinai. But the bottom line is, why specifically is Shemitah chosen as the Binyan Av? As we like to teach it across the road, the Binyan Av, the lighthouse that sheds light on all of the other mitzvahs, why is Shemitah this unique mitzvah? And simply put, most explain, because at Har Sinai we had klarkeit in the Ratzon Hashem, and in order to practice Shemitah, one also has to have this absolute clarity of Hashem and His Torah. That's the Giboirei Koyach. But what can we learn from Shemitah? It's interesting. The Chassidus Svarim explain, the that the question of Ma Inyan Shmita Etzel Har Sinai, the real question and the connection lies in the Ma. Nachnu Ma, what are we? Sinai was a mountain of Anivus, when the entire world, as Chazal tell us, every mountain was vying to be that mountain upon which the Torah would be given. Sinai did nothing. It remained silent. And yet it was chosen. Shemitah is also an experience of Ma. The Li Kol Haaretz, because everything belongs to Hashem and nothing is mine. And if a person has that anivus that Sinai had, then one's able to become the Gibor HaKoyach that it's a Shomer Shvi'is. There are many Tamei HaMikra for Shemitah. Most people point out that the point of Shemitah is to teach us Ki Li Kol Haaretz, at the end of the day, everything belongs to Hashem. Now let me tell you, friends, in these trying economic times, some people are keeping Shemitah lo aleinu already now. Shemitah reminds us, don't ever get too comfortable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu every 7 years reminds you, no, it all belongs to me. Think about how the world's changed. Used to be if you had a textile mill, it equaled you were a millionaire. Today the textile business in America almost doesn't exist. The East has taken it over. Look how many people are being made redundant in jobs. They were experts years ago, or even last year. And this year, no longer need for them. They've been supplanted by technology. Can't get too comfortable. Never rest on your laurels. Recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another famous reason given for Shemitah is the Shemitah gives us an opportunity for a tikkun bein adam lechaveiro, because for an entire year you become a bal chesed, everything becomes hefker, and all that's yours is everyone else's. Says the Kli Yakar, another pshat in Shemitah. Shemitah is a time, 1 year HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to recognize that everything comes from Him, but it's to serve as a catalyst to recognize that the other 6 years, everything comes from Him as well. Says the Me'am Loye is another pshat. No. He says Shemitah is the opportunity, Shemitah is the ultimate equalizer. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the rich man the opportunity to empathize with the poor man. And so for 1 year, he loses what he has. A few months ago, I was with one of my children in a local, I don't want to be mighty laz on any of these particular pediatric emergency rooms. But we're in the emergency room, the pediatric emergency room, for 12 hours. The whole night, until we finally got a little bed. And I'm sitting there in that chair. And my little son, Tzvi, says to me, "Tam, I know it's uncomfortable, but when this is all over, we're going to go home." He says, "Think about all the people that every night have to sleep on one of these chairs." Shemitah, says the Me'am Loyez, is that opportunity to empathize with others. And then the Svarno says, a different pshat. No, he says Shemitah. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried about the farmer. The farmer that's so busy with Charisha and Ktira and every aspect of agrarian life. And so he says, I'm giving you a year to go back to Kailu. Every single one of us is in a unique situation. We're in an institution. We have the opportunity to learn and to study our professional goals, whatever they might be. And this opportunity to learn unbridled with all of the distractions and with all the responsibilities of life post these years. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried about the Torah of the farmer, Torah Soimata Hayaleh, and he gives him off this year, we have to make sure to utilize every moment that we have. When our parents are still paying the bills, or the U.S. government's given us a scholarship, or the university's given us a scholarship, to take advantage of each one of these moments. It's clear that the number 7 plays an important role in Torah, and understanding the amkus of the number 7 can teach us a tremendous yesod in Yiddishkeit. Says the Medrash Rabbin Parashas Emor, Kol Shivin Chavivin La'olam. Every number 7 is beloved forever. Lamal and Ashvi Chaviv. Says the Medrash, there's 7 heavens, Shamayim, Shmeya, Shamayim, etc. The 7 words for land, Eretz, Adama, Arka, Gaia, Tzio, Tevel. And the Doiros, in the generations, the 7th generation was the most beloved. Chanoich, because he walked Esa Elokim. In the Avos, the 7th, one of the Avos is most Chaviv, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Shevet HaTorah, Kahas, Amram, and then Moshe, the 7th, Bebonim, and sons, Hashvi'i, Chaviv, David is the 7th son, Bemelachim, Hashvi'i, Chaviv, and kings, the 7th is the most beloved. Bishonim, Shvi Chaviv. In years, the 7th is the most beloved. Shemitah. In months, Chodesh Hashvi is the month of Rosh Hashanah, the month of the holiest day of the year of Yom HaKippurim. And in year and in days, Shabbos, Yom Hashvi is the most Chaviv. The bottom line is, if you look around, you'll see that everywhere the number 7 appears. The 7 words in the first pasuk in the Torah. Someone recently showed me a list of 7 of 50 famous 7s in the Torah. The famous Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalet tells us, in explaining the Aleph Beis, tells us the Aleph Beis is Aleph Bina. Go and study Torah, learn insight. Gimel Dalet is Gimel Dalim, aid the needy. Hey Vav are 2 of the main principal letters of the Shem Hashem, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Gemara says, what's Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud, Chaf, Lamed? Says Chazal, Ata Oisechein, This is what you do for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zan Oischa. The Zion stands for Zan. He sustains us. Lamaisa Zion is clay Zion. It means a spear or a sword. It's not for naught. The Svarim tell us that the word Lechem is also a Lashon of Loichem, because people fight this tremendous competition in order to gain one's parnasa. But the ultimate sustenance, the Zan, comes from Zion, comes from seven, which means that it's not that we work for 6 years and then in the seventh year HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a bracha. But if you look carefully at the parasha, you'll see that the psukim seem to be out of order. It says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'har Sinai lemor, and the next pasuk says, Daber al bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleim ki savaya la'aretz asher ani noisen lachem v'shavta aretz shabbos l'Hashem. When you come into the land that I'm going to give you, immediately you should keep Shemitah. Strange. The next two psukim seem to make much more sense. It says, Sheishan tizmar sadecha v'sheishan tizmar karmecha v'yasavta tzvuasa. Work the land for 6 years. Ubashana Ashvi Shabbos Shabboson Yel Aretz. And in the seventh year, you'll have Shemitah. What is the purpose of the first pasuk? The first pasuk almost seems to imply that when you come into the land, the first year is Shemitah. But we know that's not the case. You come into the land, that's very bad. Only worse is when I once did a levaya and it went off after the kvura from under the sand. Everyone's looking around. Whose phone? Thank God it wasn't mine. Talk about talking from the caver. What's going on here? What's implied? Simple, straightforward reading of the psukim seem to imply that in the first year, the minute you come into the land, keep Shemitah. But this is not the chat. We know you have to count 6 years in the seventh year. So why is this pasuk here? So I think the answer could be as follows. Clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that the seventh is the most beloved to me. Shvi Chavivin Le'olam. Why? Because on the seventh day and on the seventh year, we are all equalized and we all recognize where everything comes from. As Klal Yisrael transformed himself and made this transition from the Eichle Haman into a whole new society, once again of agrarian society, where a person could fall into the trap of Koichi Vaitzim Yadi, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from year one, I want you to remember Shemitah. Just like with Shabbos. Everyone asks the question, why do we have to keep two Shabbosim? Because one Shabbos only works if it leads into the second Shabbos. According to the Mechilta, you have a kiyum of Zachar, Siyam HaShabbos LeKadshoy. Every single time you say, Ayoyim Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. Because it's a recognition that this day exists because of Shabbos. Shabbos is the Mekar HaBracha. We say it in Lechadoidi. Shemitah is the Mekar HaBracha. It's not like Shemitah is a timeshare. That this is the time when God gets it and the rest of the time I have it. No. Through our observance of the Shemitah and through our observance of the Shabbos, when everyone's the same, and when we recognize where everything comes from that comes the bracha. Of course, another one of the shivas is the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer that we now find ourselves in. 7 weeks of Hachana for Maimed Har Sinai, for Kabbalah Satoira. And the famous questions asked. The Torah tells us, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, and we only count 49. Why don't we count 50? Yes, we all wait late for Tmimos, for Mayriv and Shavuos the first night. But why don't we count 50? Say the Hilchos Yesvarim, you know why you don't count 50? Because you're supposed to keep on counting the rest of the year. We're never finished counting. We have to recognize where the source of everything that we have comes from. We have in these years of our lives this unique opportunity to sit in yeshiva. Let's take advantage of every moment. This is where the bracha comes from. It's not for naught, friends, and with this we'll end, that the word shiva is the same as the word soveya. Because the ultimate sphere, satiation, does not come from anything physical or any physical accomplishment. It only comes from Torah and Ruchnius Dika accomplishments. Yizdu v'yisangu mituvecha. We should all be satiated and delight HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your goodness. These are the weeks of Hachana for Kabbalah Satoira. 7 weeks, Shiva of Soiveya. Let's chaperai in every moment that we have to learn and to always remember that the only real satiation in life comes from Shiva, comes from those days or those years where you're totally disconnected from the physical sense of ownership, but you recognize that all is from Hashem. If we can do so, Eivish is the helfen. We'll all experience a life of Yizbu, Yisangu, Mituvecha, Adbi, Asgoyel, Meir, Yamin.